Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The Dublin Tech Summit starts today. Needless to say, AI will be one of the main topics, but autonomous cars on our streets will be discussed. And nations such as Croatia and the Netherlands have already approved their limited use, but await full EU approval, which may take time. My next guest is the boss of the biggest European ride-hailing app, Freenow, and he will be speaking to delegates about self-driving vehicles today. And he's Thomas Zimmermann from Freenow. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
What is the current legal situation in the EU when it comes to self-driving cars on our roads?
So as you mentioned, there is no overarching framework at this point in time. And I know a lot of the member states are waiting on that. But also some of the member states just move ahead and build their own legislation to get going.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to talk about the advantage. You're in favor, obviously, of autonomous vehicles coming soonish.
Yes. We are, because we think it very much depends on how you introduce them. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very important part where we put a lot of focus on. But in general, it's a very exciting technological advancement and will come also with a lot of upsides.
Now, there are quite a few stages. It's not as if you go from having a taxi driver to suddenly having no taxi driver. There are quite a few stages of testing. Take us through the stages.
Yeah, there's actually two very important points. Maybe one quick before we go to the stages of testing. It's like this is going to be a process and we will have a hybrid world of coexistence of autonomous vehicles and cars driven by drivers for the longest time. Right. So I think we will not wake up one day and everything is autonomous. Mm-hmm. But even to get the first autonomous vehicles on the street, there is quite a process because normally you start in a restricted area, like an operating area, then you start mapping that area, do a lot of tests, make sure everything is secure, the connectivity is there, mm-hmm. and that the streets are well mapped. Yeah. And then you go into a testing phase, right? So first you test with the safety driver in, and then you test with the safety driver out, and then you do a few commercial tests before at one point it becomes a commercial service. But this is quite comparably a lengthy testing process, so that's not a matter of weeks, but it's more a matter of months, several months.
Okay, so when that happens, when the approval is given, will you still have drivers, or would a company like Freenow move to most of your cars being autonomous?
No, we truly believe in still having drivers in the hybrid marketplace because there's there's two things to that. On the one side is that there will not be that much autonomous supply that it would fulfill all the demand needs of mm-hmm. our customers. And also with autonomous, and we see that backed by data from the US already, is the demand for rideshare is growing and more people don't use their personal car. So the overall market is growing with that. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, there's a distinct need for drivers. If you think about that, a lot of taxi rides are, for example, for medical, non-emergency medical transportation. You need some assistance to get in the car, to get to your doctor. Mm-hmm. When my mother goes to the airport, somebody needs to put her suitcase in the trunk. Mm-hmm. And then also lastly, very importantly, a lot of people prefer having a driver because drivers know their way around. They know potentially where to go. And you most of the time, you have an excellent conversation when you are in a taxi.
Now, Dublin is a very old city and quite narrow roads, huge traffic problems. And also, we tend to jaywalk. We tend to cross the road when we shouldn't cross the road. Unlike in Germany, for example, when people do obey the rules when it comes to the little green man. Is that going to make it more difficult for autonomous cars when you've got these habits?
I think in general, the layout of the city plays a role. So this is why this testing and the mapping needs to happen, because you can't just put an autonomous vehicle on the street and it just functions. Mm-hmm. Right? So it needs to basically learn its surroundings. I mm-hmm. think that's a very important part. In terms of jaywalking, which mm-hmm. nobody should do, right? But it happens. So it happens in Germany.
I haven't seen it in Germany, but I have seen it a lot in Ireland.
I have. Yeah. I won't tell, but I have.
Yeah.
So I think in general what we're seeing, especially with the providers that already have a lot of kilometers done autonomously, is that it is inherently more safe than human drivers. Mm-hmm. And I think it applies in the same way. If somebody just steps on the street, also you, as a human, you need to react, So yeah. There's a danger to that as well. An autonomous car has all these sensors, these radar sensors and LiDAR sensors, and actually scanning quite far ahead, and would automatically brake and potentially react even faster than a human hitting the brake if somebody steps on the street.
So is this being pushed from your parent company, Lyft, which bought the company last year?
No, it's not pushed by them. I think it's a joint effort. I mean, autonomous vehicles are coming, so that's just a reality. And for us, it's very important as a like company across Europe with true European heritage to how we introduce that to the market. Because it needs to work, yes, for the customers, but it also needs to work for the cities, for the overall, like, how is traffic flowing, and you don't want to flood the cities with just additional cars, so it needs to be balanced. And then also, I mean, we come from a taxi heritage, right? So we have a very strong focus on what does it mean for the driver community. And that is actually pretty much in line also how Lyft approaches that in the US.
Superb. And you're speaking at the Dublin Tech Summit starting today in the Convention Centre. I hope you enjoy our lovely weather. It's like this all the time, by the way, Thomas.
It's beautiful. Always good to be here with this sun, especially.
Thomas, herzlichen Dank for coming in. That's Thomas Zimmermann, the Chief Executive of Freenow.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.